I get in my car and I went to town.
Drive to town.
Yeah, and if I did it yesterday, I'd say yesterday I
drove to town.
And if I've done it several times, I'd say I've
driven.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call the entire the covering of the house? That's just the on the outside.
What, you in the area?
No, it's just a single word, you know, the part that you nail the shingles on, it's the whole area.
The roof?
Yeah, sure. Now, on the edge of the roof, are you familiar with these things that are designed to carry off rainwater?
Gutters.
Okay. What about a house that has different slopes to the roof, you know? Maybe a place where the two different slopes would meet. This area right here
would join.
Okay. Do you have a name for that area where two?
Valley.
Yeah. Okay. Talking about the little buildings you might have around the house. Would you have a freestanding building where you might keep tools or things like that?
Again, that would put your storage area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you ever use the word shed?
Yeah, you could.
What would that be for?
To put things that you don't use, like lawnmowers, your bicycles, or your work tools and stuff in.
So you call that
a shed, a work room, or whatever.
Okay. Around here, in the days before people had indoor plumbing, what did they do for toilet facilities? What did they
do? Had a laboratory. That was what some people call outhouses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever heard any joking words for a place like that?
Mm-mm. Okay. Not really.
Or any other words at all besides outhouse?
Outhouse or laboratory.
Privy.
Hmm?
Privy or Johnny, have you heard those?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Right. You John in the army.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Around here, when you think of a farm, what are some of the typical buildings you think about being on a farm?
Now, when you think about a barn, number one, when you say a farm, it's a barn.
Think so, is that?
Hmm? Say a barn, you would then start thinking about cattle and stuff.
I'm still thinking about building.
Building? Mm-hmm. Not really.
Okay, what would you call the dwelling place, the way a farmer lives? That's his
house.
Okay, and the plural of that, you'd say three or four?
Houses.
Okay. Do you know a name for a building where you might keep corn on a barn? I mean, on a farm?
A corn shed.
Okay. Do you ever heard the word corn crib around here?
Yeah, crib too.
Okay. What about the word granary or greenery? Do you ever hear that in this area?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I heard about it when, but no.
Okay. Did you get that? All right. What do you call the upper part of a barn where you might put the hay?
Hayloft.
All right. And after a farmer cuts his hay, if he's not going to bale it right away, he might just pile it up into a big old thing, looks something like that, you know? What would you call that? You see it out in the field.
Haystacks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you see those around this part of the country?
Well, right now, usually when it cuts, they come along and build it. I put it in rows.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't see stacks no more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't consider it stacks.
Are you familiar with a little shelter where a farmer might keep his hay if he weren't going to put it in the barn? Maybe just say four poles and a roof, no walls to it. Do you put the hay under that?
Be a shed, wouldn't it? I hate shed.
Do you see those around here?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Do you know the term windrow?
Mm-mm.
Having to do with hay operation?
No.
Okay. What about the building where you keep cows inside on the barn? What would you call that?
Keep who?
Cows.